This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Many of us have written wills ensuring that our assets are left to whoever we wish once we have departed this world. And this is all well and good for physical assets or our bank accounts, but what about our digital assets? And as technology creeps more and more into our lives, we also need to think about these digital assets. Well, Professor Prue Vines is an expert in succession law from the University of New South Wales. Prue, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you, Warren.
Now, firstly, for those who aren't aware, what are digital assets?
Oh, well, digital assets are things like your Facebook page, your emails, your all sorts of things, including up to things like cryptocurrency, blockchain currency, those sort of things. So there's a whole range of things that are just live in the digital world rather than in the material world.
And
most people have lots of them.
Well, this is the thing, but we don't own them necessarily, do we?
No, that's one of the problems. Lots of people don't realise that they don't own their music that they've streamed on Spotify or their movies that they've streamed or things like that, even their emails and that sort of thing. And that's been a really big problem for a number of people when they've died because it's either disappeared, the people left behind haven't been able to get access. Things like photos, the photos you own that are in the cloud, those are digital assets. You know how we all go into the website and it says, oh, you have to consent to all of this, and you just go, I accept. Well, if you don't go, I accept, and you actually read it first, which is what we are all supposed to do but mostly don't, it usually says, we give you a license to use this material and so on, and it will last until you die.
So therefore, our photos, let's say social media, for example, we've accepted the terms and conditions, and let's say we only store our photos on Facebook or Instagram because we think it's easier, everyone can see it. When we die, essentially, those photos are lost forever.
That's right. Now, there's been a lot of fuss about this in the last few years, and so you'll find that if you go on to Facebook and a couple of other sites like that, that you can now name somebody to be a legatee or a legacy person who will be able to get access to some of it. But if you haven't done that, then it all just disappears, and it all depends on the terms of the contract that you have. Not every digital media platform will let you do that.
So
it's always a matter of reading the contract.
Should our digital assets form part of our estate?
Well, I think that our governments missed the boat in relation to this. They just allowed all these digital giants to make the contracts the way they wanted to without saying, well, hang on, people think that when they get a song, it belongs to them. Or people think that when they download a book on their Kindle, that's theirs. And we could have actually arranged it so that you got ownership. But nobody did. Nobody interfered. And so now we've got 20, 30 years of Google and Facebook and all those people being used to the fact that they can control things completely.
Wow.
Because they've said, well, we own it, you don't own it, so we get to determine what the rules are.
We're chatting with Professor Prue Vines from the University of New South Wales about what happens to our digital assets when we die. Prue, let's talk. We've got all these social media accounts and other accounts, these digital assets, and we're told to keep our passwords private and not, give them away to other people. But should our executor, for example, of our will have access to our password manager?
Well, we are in the process in Australia of trying to do something about this. At the moment, an executor doesn't have any right to access to passwords or anything like that. And of course, if you as the testator give them to your executor, you're technically breaching the contract that you have with the provider.
Right.
So that is a problem. There are some organisations that will set up and will hold your passwords, but strictly speaking, that's assisting you to breach your contract. So we really need some law that says the executor is going to be entitled to hold the password. You can always give your password to your executor, the person who deals with the estate after you die.
Do you think it's likely that we'll see that?
That's what I think we really need. Well, in New South Wales, the Law Reform Commission has looked at this and they have recommended some things that would go towards that. To my knowledge, Victoria hasn't done that yet. I think only in New South Wales, but in the United States and in Canada, where they're all moving towards trying to find ways to give the executor the power to deal with these assets. But there is something that should be weighed up here. One of the things is that those platforms have argued that there's a matter of post-mortem privacy. So what they're saying is that person who had that Facebook page, how do we know that they wanted you to be able to see their photos and all those things? So that does need to be weighed up. But of course, if an executor could manage it, you can tell the executor what you want them to do or not to do, and that would solve the privacy issue.
Prue, what about cryptocurrency? Let's say we store that in a digital wallet. What happens with that? Can that be left to someone in our will?
Well, you can say so, but unless you pass on the particular key that you have and make sure that that key is available or someone knows where it is or something like that, then nobody can access it. It becomes a completely sort of dead item. And we've had a couple of examples where the person who had that key died and nobody could ever find it again. And in one case, some $400 million worth of assets could not be given to the people who were entitled to them because one aspect of the blockchain was not available.
Oh, wow.
And that was just the end of all that money. Yeah, so these things are really important. Being able to access this stuff is really important.
What sort of housekeeping, Prue, should we do now that given, you know, the current laws and regulations, what can we do now from a housekeeping perspective that will make it a little bit easier for people?
Well, the first thing you can do is work out exactly what digital things you've got. So do I have a Facebook page? Do I have an email account? Do I have, you know, my photos in this cloud, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have a list of those and it's clear what's there, then at least somebody can write to the provider and start to negotiate bringing it in if they haven't set up something for death, which most of them haven't. The other thing you can do is do what a lot of people do is actually break their contract and give that password to the executor. Now, that's breaking the contract. You don't know when you're going to die, so how many times are you going to give that password out? So it's creating an insecurity that otherwise you mightn't have. So that is tricky, but, you know, practically speaking, people do it. If somebody cannot, you know, somebody's too infirm to do some things, they will often give someone their password, but it's risky.
It's an interesting subject, Prue, and something that we do, I suppose, need to think about as we move more and more into this digital world.
Yes, and I think solicitors also, you know, people drafting wills have so far only just started to realise that they need to think about this. So there was a survey done last year and they found that not only did ordinary people not think of it in relation to their will, but their solicitors hadn't, the lawyers weren't thinking of it either. So that change needs to be made straight away. So that's one of the things that can change right now is people understanding better what they need to do when they are making a will and making sure that they do think about their digital assets before, you know, in that context.
So I'm going to leave here, make a list of any digital assets and set up a legacy person. That was a good tip too.
Yes, set up a legacy person.
In
if
Facebook.
You possibly can.
Prue, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us on Drive.
Right, thanks very much. Bye.
Thank you. Professor Prue Vines, an expert in succession law from the University of New South Wales.
Joy Drive. Smart, fun radio.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.